Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I just felt like we played our game. You know, we were aggressive early on. We hit some shots. DK had, some splash plays. Obviously, when he's making plays like that, we're a better football team. Getting him involved in the first play wasn't exactly the play call, but I kind of felt when he told me he was thinking about that play Saturday night that I was hoping for a certain coverage so I could give him a shot in the first play of the game to get us going, and they gave us the coverage I was hoping for, and DK ran a great route, and I put the ball in a good spot.
Well, how the turntables. Aaron Rodgers yesterday speaking with the media, saying that deep shot to DK Metcalf on the first play from scrimmage for the Steelers offense wasn't the play that was called. Dorn, you know what we got on our hands?
Rogue Rodgers.
We got Rogue Rodgers. Let's go.
We got it.
Callis, we got Rogue Rodgers.
Yay.
That's exactly what you called for when we were sitting at Giant Eagle Market District and they were feeding us like we were kings.
Yep.
Sometimes in a quiet moment, I still think of the sausage.
It was very good.
Delicious. And the kibasi.
Oh my gosh.
Breakfast kibasi. Are you kidding me?
It was so good.
And you said, this is when Rodgers needs to just say, you know what? I'm Aaron Flippin' Rodgers. And I got to go do what I got to do to win friggin' football games.
And in order to do that, there's levels to it, right? And in order to do that, it's Aaron Rodgers going rogue and doing the things that he sees as necessary. But you got to have like a with Batman, he has Robin. And you got to have somebody that is coming along in the passenger seat for the ride with you. And in order to do that, you have to talk to somebody like DK Metcalf and be like, hey, here's what I'm thinking. Now, you're DK Metcalf. I'm Aaron Rodgers. Let's go take over this game. If we get this look, this is where what we're doing. We know what the play call is. But you know what? If you get this and a guy's like shaded inside a little bit, I want you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And DK's like, all right, let's do it. Bonnie and Clyde. Who's some great partners?
Shake and bake.
Partners in crime.
Dickerson and Crowley?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You got to be on the same page, and you have to have somebody come along with you, because if Aaron Rodgers just goes rogue by himself, it's not going to matter because nobody's going to be on the same page.
Right.
You have to have the trust and the dynamic ability and explosiveness by a receiver or a playmaker like DK Metcalf to go and to accomplish what you want to accomplish. And that's kind of rolls into why he probably wanted MVS up. Why, you know, Thielen got the second most reps at the receiver spot behind DK Metcalf is because, like, I need guys to think the way that I'm thinking. Not that we're all going to go rogue and go against the offense and go against Arthur Smith. It's still going to be the structure
right.
of Arthur Smith, but I need somebody out there where I look and I wink, they know exactly what I'm doing. And that's what we saw.
A little wink and a nod.
Yeah, wink and a nod. And I think that we'll see that a lot more
Smoking
with the two
a pancake,
guys.
Bong and a blitz.
With the two guys, MVS and Adam Thielen, this game. I think that they'll get more targets, they'll get more catches. Just for an extra week with Aaron Rodgers and to be, you know, on the practice field and being in the meeting rooms an extra day with Aaron Rodgers will get you up to level to be able to produce a little bit more. But that relationship with DK Metcalf started at UCLA in the summer, and that's what they were working on then. Remember those video that they showed of them working out? That's the type of stuff right there, exactly what was happening in that video.
Camaraderie.
Yeah.
Friendship.
Yeah.
I love it.
Team.
Yes. Bert and Ernie?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bert and Ernie's a good one.
Batman and Robin.
I said that.
Romeo and Juliet.
Correct.
What but they're damn. Lovers. And that ended it in horrific tragedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Really, the Capulets and the Montagues really should have let bygones be bygones.
The what?
The Capulets and the Montagues.
Yeah, nope.
Those are the two families that they're
yeah, okay.
each a part of.
I was in Romeo and Juliet in high school.
Who were you? Juliet?
No, I was Lord Montague.
What's he do?
Watches his son die.
Oh, so you were Romeo's dad.
Yeah, and I got to be in a sick sword fight.
With who?
Lord Capulet, played by Max Simone.
And that was Juliet's dad?
Mm-hmm.
So the dads fought?
Oh, there's a fracas.
There's a fighting of dads?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Over what?
Brouhaha. Over what? Over Romeo and Juliet? They hated each other forever, and then those two fell in love. And then all hell broke loose.
Well, why is everybody upset that they fell in love?
Because they hated each other.
Like
each other.
Well, I mean, they clearly like each other now. Who cares?
That's what I would do.
Fight somebody's dad?
No. I would mend fences. I would allow that to be the olive branch.
So they're like, let's fight to the death with swords because our son and daughter like each other.
Yeah, think about like if
they
somebody...
They were really fighting... Not, I don't think at that point even caring about the love connection.
They
there.
Just, then they hated
they
each other.
They just hated each other. They hated great. Each other long before. Oh, yeah, dude.
I don't know the story. I should. Didn't Leo play Romeo?
He sure did.
Yeah.
I saw the movie and there's some boobs in it.
Put that on the list. Texter, Crowley, seriously, how the turntables? If you're going to use old sayings, use them correctly. I am not in a mood.
That is true. You always do say
Hold
that.
Hold
on.
Like,
it's how the tables have turned.
Hold on.
No.
I am not in the mood to be trifled with. This guy's a total loser texted me.
No.
Yes.
No, he's right.
No, he's not. I am referencing The Office where Michael Scott says it wrong.
Ah.
Well, 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 how the turntables.
You've always said that
mm-hmm.
for what?
And you never knew why.
No, I'm like, should I correct him? But I was like, you know, let him be him.
I always thought it was intentional.
Thank you, Harry.
It's overdone though. You overdo a lot of things. You got to freshen up your brand.
I think you're fresh.
Thank you for the constructive criticism. Criticism.
Hey, Harry. Thanks for the you know, Romeo and Juliet kind of synopsis. How do you say it?
Synopsis.
Yes.
I think Crowley and I would get in a sword fight if I ever had a son one day. That was close enough to Crowley's daughter's age, and then they started dating. It would be a fight.
Oh, I would take your kid out with a broadsword, with all due respect.
I would defend my child, and there we go. Bang, Romeo and Juliet.
What if Jax and Nora?
Be totally fine with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd still fight you.
What did I do?
I don't know. Nothing.
Text us. Brought to you by Edgar Steiner and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I am in a great mood when it comes to the Steelers because the way Mike Tomlin talked after the Ravens game made it seem like their aggressiveness pertained only to when they were playing Baltimore
mm-hmm.
and maybe only when they play them on the road.
Right.
He got very narrow-minded and specific. Well, you know, when you play them on the road, you got to take the fight to them. You got to be aggressive. No, you just need to be aggressive overall. That needs to be a hallmark of the final quarter of this Steelers season as they warm, hopefully, into the playoffs. You've got to be aggressive. And now you got Rodgers coming out on the record saying, oh, they were aggressive because he and DK said we're going to be aggressive. It makes me feel like maybe there's some staying power with this.
Rodgers is like, I am the captain now.
Yes.
Now, Mike Tomlin probably does feel the way that, you know, we feel about what he said about the Ravens. I bet you Mike Tomlin still feels that way. Like, we got to be aggressive against the Ravens and maybe, you know, revert back and play more conservative down the stretch. But against the Ravens, we got to be aggressive. Aaron Rodgers is like, nah.
We saw and maybe I should be actually worried here, even though I think Rodgers don't give no damn about this. When we were told that Russ went a little rogue last year against Cincinnati, it wasn't that far after that where they were like, whoa, 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 buddy, you can't audible anymore. You can't do that.
Well, he did make a
really costly turnover against the Ravens.
But I think that even if that situation's the same, say we're watching Monday night and they're getting aggressive and they were aggressive this past game and Aaron Rodgers throws a costly pick or something like that, I don't think it does change. How are you going to sit there and tell Aaron Rodgers that he can't do something?
Yeah,
at this point in the season?
I don't think you can.
At this point?
Yeah, you can't.
I mean, he's riding off, man.
And if they did, what's he going to do? You know what he's going to do? Hey, DK, go deep.
Yeah. No way.
Whereas I feel like Russ, just based on my limited understanding of his personality, was probably like, yes, coach. All right, coach.
Well, yeah, because he was rehabbing his image.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want to, he didn't want to mess that up because he wanted other opportunities, which he did get another opportunity with New York, and he wanted to play a lot longer. So he was in a rehab state and kind of, the Steelers had the upper hand the whole entire time. Ever since they signed him, they had the upper hand. I mean, look at the contract that they gave him. They took a chance on him, and he was in that state where it's like, I need to fix my image. So he wasn't ruffling any feathers.
I think Rodgers is very image conscious as well, but it's different.
Yeah.
Russ wanted to rehabilitate his image.
Football image.
See, look, I can get along with these guys. I think Rodgers is going to be himself no matter what, and he just wants people to perceive him the way he perceives himself. Like, Rodgers, like, yeah, I might ruffle some feathers. People take it out of context. People think I'm some malcontent, blah, blah, blah. No, I'm going to be me, and you need to understand that I'm doing this for team.
Yeah.
For the team.
Yeah, football image. Football image was what Russ was looking for. Aaron Rodgers has no problem with his football image, I don't think.
Good point.
I don't think that, every time that after a series you see him, he's cussing somebody out. He does not care about football image. Now, maybe outside, if people take it from football to the outside stuff and, saying that Aaron Rodgers is this, does all this weird stuff, but, like, maybe that might bother him. But football image, Aaron Rodgers does not care. There's 4 games left in this regular season. There may be 4 games left in his damn career.
Yep. So go out on your sword.
Man, I know what I'm doing.
I'm going out the way I got to go out.
Yep.
I'm going to do what I think I need to do to win and get this team to the playoffs. And if that doesn't exactly jive with the coaches, who cares?
Oh, well.
I won 4 MVPs.
And I'm going to be gone.
Exactly. Texter, I'm about to slap some people. Please tell Doran not to use revert back. It's just revert. Revert back is redundant.
It is redundant. I say a lot of redundant things, but I'm going to continue to do it because that's me, and that's what makes me. I say a lot of redundant things. I say a lot of stupid things. We all do. We say a lot of words every single week. I was thinking the other day, I probably say the most words, live words, public words, than anybody in the city from my Monday to Sunday. I say a lot of words. I'm going to mess up. I don't care.
I've always thought that if you understand what anybody's saying, why correct them? Like, you understand.
Yeah, what a narc.
Whatever.
English evolves.
Revert back. I say a lot of dumb stuff.
Oh, my God. Somebody else said it. And now somebody said it's go out on your shield, not go out on your sword. Listen, all y'all suck.
Wait, what's the saying? What did you say?
Go out on your shield. I say go out on your sword.
I knew what you meant.
Everyone knew what I meant.
So why are you getting so upset? It's fine.
Because, Harry, I'm literally saying what you just said. You said if you know what they meant, you don't have to correct them.
Yeah, it's fine.
Fan Morning Show, and we love our listeners. Brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We saw it last year with Russ. He went rogue Russ, and the Steelers put him in a box. Do you think the Steelers would try to put Rodgers, the rogue Rodgers, in a box? Or, like me, does this give you new faith in your Pittsburgh Steelers? 412-928-9370. Give us a ring. Pat Bostick joins us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Give us a ring in the hotline. Presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Penguin game was delayed last night. Pat Bostick was delayed today. And I'm not going to laugh at him because he's our friend and he came in here today even though he didn't need to come in here. But he had a little issue getting up the stairs, which we'll get to in a minute. How you feeling about Rodgers going rogue, baby? 412-928-9370. David in the South Side and others will get to you who have been waiting patiently on hold in just a second. Pat, why don't you just... Talk us through your last, like, 10 minutes.
First of all, I got guilted into coming in today.
Yes, you did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on a text.
We bullied you.
I was going to come in anyway.
I know.
Well, this sounds really weird. It's been a rough... Callis, can you help me? I tripped up the steps. I had coffee coming up the steps here at Foster Plaza. And it went all over my face. So, like, I'm going to give a traffic alert. If you're coming to Foster Plaza Building 3 and you're coming up the steps, that is not, like, diarrhea on the steps. It's coffee.
Pat, you gave the wrong building number.
Building 5. I always get mixed up because it goes, like, 354, right?
It does do that.
Well, you already seem quite mixed up today anyhow, so...
you have no room to talk.
Was the coffee hot?
Fortunately, I was a little delayed getting it, so it was tepid.
Tepid? We have coffee here.
I know, but hey.
He wants to blame this on us because we guilted him.
I'm not blaming it on you. I tripped. Dorian, you know I'm not the most fleet of foot.
Yeah, I know.
I took off against Notre Dame in 08. Nothing but green grass. Lawn dart. Down I go. Lawn dart.
Pew.
I did.
How about our guy Rogers? He was very complimentary of the grass playing surface in Baltimore.
He was, yeah.
That kind of went undersold, I thought.
It did.
That was a subtle shot at... Do you see they're coming out with league-wide standards for the type of turf that you have to have?
As they should.
Hey, they got gold end zones this week, though.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
That's all that matters. Mm-hmm. That and a Peregrine Falcon in the south end zone.
Yep.
That's all we need.
Hey, it ain't going to be like it was in that 3-0 game between the Dolphins and the Steelers from way back when they were playing on a mosh.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
the ball stuck in the ground.
When I tell you to bury the body in the mosh, you bury... Never mind.
I don't have a lot of sympathy for the playing surface. I mean, it wasn't great this year, and there were times when you saw, like, literally divots flying up. But by the time November came around when we played, it was dirt.
Yeah, it wasn't even a field.
It was dirt. Like, it was just painted lines on dirt, which I guess is more consistent, predictable, than you know, sodding between the hashes, and then you got pro hashes, you got NFL hashes, you got college hashes at AccraShare, obviously. But it was, I mean, literally dirt. Hard pan when we played in November after the Whipple playoffs.
Oh,
Tunch and Wolf used to talk all the time about Old Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, where they would take dirt, I guess, from the bottom of Lake Erie. This is what they said. I'm just passing it along. People are very touchy about correcting us this morning, but they would take the dirt from Erie, and they would use that, and then they'd grow the grass from that, and it would get all hard. But they said, if it would be like a hot day or a rainy day, it would smell like fish.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Taking it from the lake.
Yeah, that's right.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
You know the best fields are like when you go down to like the Carolinas?
Yeah, I mean, they're like golf surfaces.
And it's like a fairway.
Yeah.
I think that's Kentucky bluegrass.
Or Bermuda grass.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, Kentucky bluegrass I don't think would do too well.
No, I think that's just a genre of music is what that is.
It is, but it is a type of grass.
Hmm. David in the South Side wants to chime in. Hello, David.
Am I on?
You're on the air, David.
Yeah, the mud from Lake Erie would be more fertilizing for the soil of Municipal Stadium in Cleveland. I don't see anything wrong with that. Hey, did the Penguins lose last night?
Yes.
That might be a good thing because Canada has a lot better government policies.
Thank you, David. Appreciate the call.
He just went politics on us?
Yeah, I don't know where he's going with that.
At first, I thought that was Ed Bouchette.
Did sound like him. Oh, Aaron Rodgers. He is now not the oldest quarterback in the league.
Why'd you slow him down to half speed?
That's how he talks.
He's from Boston. He's not from the deep south.
Who, Ed?
Yes.
He's from Boston?
He's a New Englander, yeah.
Hey, sure? Before I tripped and fell this morning,
yeah, sure.
I was listening to you guys coming in.
Yep.
Are we all out on Rodgers coming back next year?
Oh, can we just...
Are we out on that?
I think you put
I'm not.
You're putting the cart in front of the horse.
No, I'm not.
We'll see how these next four games go.
That's right.
Someone said it was a swan song. He's on a farewell tour. He's...
Who said that?
Riding off into the sunset. Riding off. Someone,
we did?
I think you said riding off.
It could be it the could last be. Four games of his career.
It could
be.
Right.
Hey,
that's
listen.
What I said.
You're on a 6-6 team. You're playing with a broken wrist. Do you think if that dude didn't love football and want to play at a high level still, he would have worked as hard as he did to play?
I'll flip it the other way, and you're right. But I'll flip it the other way. You make the playoffs. You make people happy on the way. You get to put a nice bow on the end of your career. I got... My nose almost broken. I broke my wrist. That seems like a pretty good way to go out. Now, that being said, Philip Rivers just came back after a 4-year hiatus to play for the Indianapolis Colts. So I would not rule out Rodgers wanting to come back, but I could see it both ways.
I'm all for it. I'm all for it.
I'm all for it, too.
I think this draft class stinks.
I just, I don't, you know, it depends on how he's going to feel at the end of the season and what he accomplishes.
If it's not Aaron Rodgers... next year, I don't know that it'll be a rookie, to your point, because the draft class stinks. Doran, you were looking at a mock draft the other day that had one quarterback.
Mendoza?
Going in the first round. Yeah.
Which you would not have predicted
going
into the season. And he will win the Heisman.
And I gave you a lot of credit, too.
He will win the Heisman, and he's not the best quarterback in college football. He's on one of the best teams. They don't ask him to do a whole lot. Kurt Cignetti said that. He's like, we don't ask the quarterback to do a whole lot. Guy's going to win damn Heisman.
Yes, he is.
I mean, it's not Johnny Manziel running around like a chicken with his head cut off making plays left and right.
No.
Who's the best quarterback in college football?
Talent-wise? Shoot. I mean, there's guys that are juniors and sophomores that have more upside than Mendoza.
There are a ton of good freshmen this year. Julian Sand.
The kid from Cal. Obviously, C.J. Carr.
Heinschel. Carr.
That big, thick dude who wears 47 for BYU.
I mean, if Bryce Underwood continues to develop, I mean, there's...
He might transfer.
People are blowing up the text line right now saying Joe Burrow.
Well, that's because Orlovsky said it yesterday.
I know.
Do you think the Bengals
no chance
are going to trade their franchise quarterback to a division rival?
Do you think Tomlin would even accept the trade?
What is Orlovsky saying?
He's so anti-division trades. I mean, come on.
I have no idea.
What is Orlovsky saying?
It makes no sense.
If the Steelers and the Bengals weren't in the same division, then, yeah, you could start connecting dots. There's not a snowball's chance in heaven that they would ever trade Joe Burrow to the Steelers. And I said that incorrectly on purpose so that I could weed out texters that are annoying me this morning.
He'll be the next quarterback of the Rams.
Joey B.
After Stafford retires.
Man.
And he may take a year off of football between.
What do you think it would take to get Joe Burrow from the Bengals if you're the Steelers?
Three.
Too much.
Three first rounds.
All the first round picks.
Too much.
From now until the end of time.
Way
like
too
the
much.
Lease that Guinness signed. A 1,000-year lease.
Yeah.
St. James Gate.
Hey, and by the way, you're going to come play for an offensive line that might be a little bit better than the one you have in
Cincinnati. Oh, this offensive line is gelling. They're jiving. They're moving. They're grooving.
Yeah, good.
This offensive line is getting better with every passing week.
Mm-hmm.
On the topic of would you bring Rodgers back next year, if it ain't him, I don't think they'd want it to be Rudolph. I think they've told us that.
Yeah, it's not him.
I think by Mason leading them, helping get them to the playoffs 2 years ago, and them getting two quarterbacks instead of him, and then this year waiting it out until almost training camp to get Aaron Rodgers, I don't think they're all that excited about the possibility of Rudolph being their day one starter. So I guess I would be amenable to Rodgers coming back. But I need to see him keep playing the way he did on Sunday down the stretch. And I have faith that he's going to at least try. That's the topic we're on right now at 412-928-9370. Mike Tomlin, despite all his platitudes, has not been the most aggressive coach. Aaron Rodgers might be getting him out of his shell. How's it make you feel about your Steelers? 412-928-9370. We'll get to that coming up next. Your calls, texts, and tweets. Text.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sir, at 412-928-9370. Why is Will Howard being discounted as a potential starter for next year? Don't want to hear crap about where he was drafted either. Well, he has never taken a snap. Didn't play in the preseason, was drafted in the sixth round, and so if you think they think he's the future, I think you're wrong. Doesn't mean he couldn't be. Weirder stuff has happened, obviously, but they didn't draft Will Howard as the next franchise quarterback, and perception is a tough thing to get over. If you draft a guy in the sixth round at that position, you're probably not going to give him enough opportunities to show you that he's the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think. I'm not ruling it out. Life is weird, but I don't think it's the most likely thing. 412-928-9370 here. They brought bagels. I needed to eat.
You needed something.
I was starting to get a little hangry.
Mm.
I just asked you if I should DoorDash some breakfast food over here. And he said, they got bagels. And I said, they got the bagels from yesterday. No.
I got new ones.
Fresh.
Yesterday we got the Brugger's bagels. Today we got the Panera's bagels.
Panera's.
Yep. He's old.
Panera.
Panera's bagels.
He's old.
Which these, what do you
call it? Big pet peeve of mine.
Panera's?
When people add S's on the
it's old people thing.
End of names, businesses that aren't plural.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you a question I've never asked you before?
Sure.
Is Pat short for anything?
Yeah, but it's not Pat's.
Pathew?
No, it's Patrick.
Okay. That's what I figured. I'm just
Patricio
making sure.
Would be my Spanish
what
name.
Is it?
Patricio was my Spanish name.
You're Spanish?
In Spanish class.
Oh.
Mine was...
No habla español?
Sí.
Ah!
Me llamo Dorn.
¿Cómo estás? Me llamo Dorin.
Me llamo Dorin.
Mine was Adan.
Adan.
George from Washington. Hello, George.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good, man.
Good. Hey, just wanted to say something. You know, I think they really do need to give Will Howard a chance. I mean, the kid proved that he could lead Ohio State to a national championship.
Yeah, they've really missed a beat without him, George.
I mean, he, you know, has the experience, I mean, to at least give the kid a shot. I mean, I don't know who they think they're going to end up drafting next year for a quarterback in the first round, but I just don't see them getting anybody worth value by the time it's gonna be their pick. Maybe
George,
I'm wrong about that.
George, when should they give him a shot to be able to find out if he is capable of doing that, being the starter?
I mean I feel like this year probably isn't going to happen, but I feel like next season I feel like they really should. I really feel like they should really give him a look and, you know, make him compete against somebody and make him compete for a franchise quarterback position, I feel like.
I mean, I think that's fair, George, and thank you for the call. I was a little bit weary about answering George from Washington.
George Washington.
Yeah. Like if Abe from Lincoln called, I think I would be a little, or Bill from Clinton.
Or Thomas from Jefferson.
Pony called Bob's show on the weekend one time as George from Washington.
Who did?
Pony.
I think you just said Pony.
I've heard it both ways. I think if you can't if you can't get Rodgers back, right, or if he doesn't want to come back, and as much as I say I don't think they would give Mason the chance to be the guy next year, that might be the prudent decision. Just let it
Mason?
Be Mason. Just let it be Mason and Will.
I give Will the lion's share of the reps though in preseason.
I agree.
Absolutely.
That's where I can get right with George Washington. You know, like, mm-hmm, give him a chance during preseason, training camp. Like, he hasn't, you know, doing it in college. And again, this is my contention about Ohio State quarterbacks. Like, you're throwing to a Mecca Buka, Jeremiah Smith, and otherwise against Northwestern in Illinois. And then they did it against, obviously, Notre Dame and whoever else they played. This is a different animal. Doran, you know this better than all of us here. Like, you get to that league at that level, with what's demanded of you mentally, the way you have to play the game under center. Now, he played in two offenses in college. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he went from Kansas State to Ohio State, but you got to prove that it translates. And we talked about this yesterday. I mean, how many guys has it not translated for that are first-round picks?
Right.
This guy's a later-round pick that hasn't played a preseason game yet. And what, was in training camp for how many days?
Not enough.
So the jury's still out. But it's got a pulse. Like, he's viable.
Yeah.
He's big. He's physical. He's got the right attitude.
Definitely intriguing.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good asset to have. The question is, how much do you invest in it? And I think to invest in it, you need to see more. And you're not going to see that this year, barring catastrophe.
You got to give credit to this rookie sensation wide receiver out of Ohio State, Emeka Egbigbu, going for over 100 yards. Emeka Egbuka. I'm getting confused.
There you go.
Egbigbu.
What was he getting confused with?
Going over 100 yards.
Yards. Emeka Egbigbu.
I was watching that live.
I fell off my bed. Oh, my goodness. Emeka Egbigbu. What was he getting confused with? Who?
Why do I feel like Rob Gronkowski eats sweet tarts every day? Like, I just get that sweet vibe from him.
He's a great dude.
Oh, man. What a player, too.
A great player, mm-hmm, born to play football, but a better guy to be around.
You got to give credit to this rookie sensation wide receiver out of Ohio State, Emeka Egbigbu.
All right.
Is he the best tight end ever?
Yeah.
You got to give credit to this rookie sensation wide receiver out of Ohio State, Emeka Egbigbu.
Rodgers yesterday made it sound like he's got all the Infinity Stones. Like, he controls the Steelers' destiny with how aggressive he wants to be. We'll get more into that coming up next. You can weigh in 412-928-9370. Christopher Carter of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette going to be joining us in about 10 minutes here on the Fan Morning Show. Pat Bostick with us for the remainder of the program. We're very excited about that. He spilled coffee on his own face this morning.
It was unbelievable. It actually levitated. I hit the ground. Thankfully, I didn't like...
You fell?
No, I caught myself.
Oh.
Coming up the steps, but the coffee cup was in the right hand. Lid popped off, and it just...
If I would have seen that, like...
It'd be over.
Yeah.
Most embarrassing fall of my life... I was late for gym class, and you know those little backpacks you have with the strings?
Yeah.
I'm running, and it got caught in my shoe, and I went down. I'm trying to... Went down in front of everyone, including all the hotties.
Doran's never... He never fell in his whole life.
I agree. Except for in love with Rochelle. Troy in Mount Washington.
Did he fall on a deep ball against Carolina?
Troy in Mount Washington.
In a bowl game?
Hi, Troy. How's it going, buddy?
Oh, same stuff, different day. You know how it is.
I know how it is. Yeah.
Just a couple comments. One on the Will Howard, just a question. Well, I'll give you this comment first, actually. It's just so weird that the two drafts that the Steelers are thinking of taking quarterbacks, it's being told that we may take a quarterback, are the worst of the last 20 years. What's going on with
when we want to choose a quarterback or we get to choose a quarterback, that literally this quarterback class coming up, which is terrible, that we thought was going to be good, and Kenny Pickett is just so bad.
I'll say this, Troy. It's a good thing the Steelers didn't tank this year. I know we've all, at various points, and maybe not all of us, but many of us have argued for them to tank.
We're a never-tank franchise. We never will be. Ever.
We are a never-tank franchise, but this would be a good year to not tank and give it a shot with the old Rodgers. What?
Nothing.
You're showing him videos over there, trying to do a radio show.
It is crazy that the two draft classes that they are kind of penned into a corner in. Now, this one, if you would have asked Austin Bechtold, was the best draft class of all time. So you would have thought it would have been perfect. Man, what the hell's going on this morning?
I sneezed while reaching for the mic.
Well, you're getting better. You burped into the mic yesterday.
I did. Can I just stop you real quick? Can I just please just stop you real quick?
Yeah, you already did. Go ahead.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Well, we got a good topic. Aaron Rodgers has gone rogue. This gives me faith that the Steelers could be good.
I spoke this into existence.
I know.
You understand that.
I know. And that they can maybe win a playoff game. This isn't your fault. I'm not cutting you off. I want to cut the listeners off here.
We're talking about Will Howard.
We're talking about damn Aaron Rodgers. He's gone rogue. He might get Mike Tomlin out of his conservative shell. And I have faith in the Steelers now out of nowhere since Rodgers talked yesterday. And people are like, oh, is Will Howard going to be the quarterback next year? I don't give a rat's ass about Will Howard right now. He's a nice kid. I like the cut of his jib. We're talking about a team in a playoff race. I don't give a damn about Will Howard. I'll care about him in the offseason. God, I'm not mentally prepared for the offseason.
What about Will Howard? What about Will Howard? What about Will Howard?
What about him?
Oh, we're going to hear that all. Oh, my gosh.
That's what I'm saying.
And yet, with every time that question is asked, we will have seen no more of Will Howard.
Yes!
He will have not played a preseason game in March, April, May, June.
And the guy that replaced him at quarterback at Ohio State may well win the national championship, but he's got better statistics.
Wait till he goes to Florida, Fort Lauderdale, and is thrown with like Calvin Austin and Roman Wilson. And those videos serve. Oh, boy. Look at the timing. Look at the time. Roman Wilson just got deactivated.
Would you watch?
He's a healthy scratch.
Would you watch a like a spring season football with the NFL with people like 3 years would be the max?
If it was like AAA and they were affiliated?
And it was rookies. Like Will Howard not getting any reps last year, but he could play. Like it's like spring ball, so they're used to it. They put pads on in spring ball. Like if it was like actual like games of like rookies, first year, second year, third year players, would you watch that? And Will Howard got to get reps, like five games.
Is the Pope poop in the woods? Yes. Yes.
It'll never happen.
Why?
It doesn't need to happen.
More football.
The players union would never go for it. Ever.
Yeah.
For younger players?
Never. No. Why? No. These guys get paid a lot of money to play a lot of games. And you're going to ask them to play more? And then the franchises are going to invest more money into them?
You'd have to probably.
For games that won't sell tickets.
You don't think it would?
No. They've tried it before. They've done stuff before.
NFL Europe.
You're trying to tell me if Will Howard suited up in full pads and you had tryout guys and rookies in like a rookie mini camp, a game against the Carolina Panthers that were doing the same thing at Acrisure Stadium in April, you wouldn't go? People wouldn't go?
I think they'd have to do it concurrent with the season like AAA does.
People would probably go, but it would die fast. It wouldn't be good football. Coaches want some damn time off. They're going to keep coaching them?
That's what I'm saying.
January, February, March?
You'd have to run it concurrent. You'd have to do it at the same time.
They are getting the time off. This is during OTAs.
You need to do it during the season so you could call guys up.
It's never going to happen. The players union would go ballistic.
Can we just talk about Aaron Rodgers?
They did just sanction a flag football league, though, the NFL.
Great.
That just happened yesterday.
Awesome.
You watch that?
Flag football? No.
To further from the conversation more,
where did Will Howard go to college, Callis? Miami of Ohio.
Why did Harry kick down the door like the Kool-Aid man and then speak like Yoda?
Why?
He just busted through the door here. This conversation needs saving.
Well, I didn't have my headphones on, and sometimes I know you guys
real dutiful.
You just run right through my sentences sometimes, so I wanted to make sure you weren't speaking. But could you play my rap for Pat?
We're going to play it at 8:50, Harry. It's 7:57 right now.
We've
got Chris Carter
that.
Coming up next.
Aaron Rodgers.
Chris isn't even on yet. You can play it.
He'll be on at 8, which is when he's scheduled. You can hear the Nicholas Harry Callis.
That's a good little rap right there.
Weekly wrap up coming up at 8:50. So Lee Sterling at 9. Chris Carter coming up next to talk about Rodgers. And also the potential absence of Derek Harmon, TJ Watt, and many other fun things. First, though, Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 32, low of 21. High of 33, low of 20 tomorrow. 89% chance of Marc-Andre Fleury's. It's a Fan Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.